welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter, our official podcast here at Five Feline Farm.
Meow.
Meow. But actually today we're going to talk about honeybees.
Not Honeybee the cat.
No, not Honeybee the cat.
But like our bees.
Like the thousands and thousands of bees, yes, who live on the property.
That are growing and,
oh my goodness,
they're about to explode a couple of the colonies.
Yes. So as
great,
you,
to see,
yes,
great to see.
It
they're
is
very healthy.
It is wonderful. As you know, we've named the three beehives. They are the Golden Girls, Ruby, and Cat's Eye.
Yes,
all precious gems or stones or metals or precious things.
I don't know. They're precious.
They are precious.
And we love having them back.
Oh, it's just really completed the farm.
Mm-hmm. It has.
And that just sounds so funny, but it really is an emotional thing, mm-hmm, for us to have this complete farm. And they are a great part of it.
Yeah, we really missed them when we didn't have them for a few months. And
right.
Some of that was over the winter, but this spring we really noticed when there were no bees.
That's true.
That was awful.
So the first group, the Golden Girls, have been on the property for a good 6 or 7 weeks now. They've been in the hive, and we were out there checking this morning. We did a full inspection today of all three hives, and they are really, really thriving.
Oh my gosh. Full of brood.
Mm.
And there are a lot of bees in there now.
There
are. Really, really. Well, we have one brood box on.
Right.
And it's ready for another brood box.
It is. And that's really a matter of just kind of finessing when it's time to expand. Because we've had so much trouble with hive beetles, we don't want to give the bees so much space that they can't protect it all. But they do need room to grow. And so you really have to kind of manage, yeah, when you add that next box, because for a while, it's going to be an additional space where they have to pull out wax and build comb, fill it with brood and nectar and pollen.
So, and if you don't have a lot of bees in there and they have a lot of space, then that just invites the hive beetles.
Absolutely.
And the other things that you really don't want in there. Now, the good news is, though, in terms of hive beetles, because you've really been on that,
yes,
this year, but you came up with some kind of new treatment for them?
Yes, I did a lot of research, and really, there's no particular pesticide that we want to use on the hives. So we use a more like mechanical means, really. And it's in terms of traps. I had used beetle blaster traps in the past, and it's a kind of a little tube-like thing.
I like the name.
It is a nice name. And you fill it halfway with oil, and it has slots on the top. The bees can't get in it, but the beetles get down in there and die in the oil. So you have to remove that and keep up with that. But then I found an additional, it's like a little piece of cloth. And you lay that in the hive, and the bees will start chewing on it. And they kind of fuzz it up. And then the beetles get trapped in it. So I've put that in there, and they are starting to fuzz it up in some of the hives. And we have declining beetle populations.
Very few. Today we saw a handful.
Right.
And we had been seeing them already.
We had.
The hive beetles.
And we kill all of those with the hive tool we can find.
I even kill them.
Yes. And if she kills them.
Yeah, that's serious.
You know it's a nasty bug.
Yeah.
So, in fact, the Golden Girls are thriving so well that we shared a frame of their brood with their neighbors next door, Ruby.
Yeah, she's having a little trouble.
Yes, that hive has been very slow. The queen failed quickly. I believe we've talked about that. We replaced the queen.
They had declining numbers because they didn't have as many to begin with. There was no brood in there for a week while we waited on the new queen.
Right.
And so the other bees just kind of stayed up in the feeder and ate. That's all they did.
Right.
So they weren't creating, they really couldn't.
They were lost.
Yeah, they were lost. They had no queen, no leader. And so they just ate. And so none of the frames, they had pulled out wax or, and weren't even down in the brood boxes. So we were really concerned.
We were. So I looked through our old supplies and manufactured a couple of, I had pulled out honey frame foundation, but not brood frame foundation, which is taller. It's a deeper box. But I manufactured some to give them a little bit of a head start, and they started working that.
Yep, they sure did. And they've cleaned it out. They've started pulling it out.
And today we saw brood.
Yeah, today there was brood in there.
So I have great hope that they will make it through the season, that they will be strong enough to go into winter. We will probably continue to support them with additional food for some time.
Yeah. But you did take from one of the really strong hives, you took a frame of brood.
I did move that one frame of brood
to give
over.
Them a little more help in there.
So I'm hopeful that that will help their numbers as well and that they will start thriving. The third hive, Cat's Eye, they are also doing, oh my goodness, wonderfully.
And they haven't been here as long as the Golden Girls.
No, they
are. But they're getting close to catching up.
Right. They're about 2 weeks behind as far as being in a hive. And they are absolutely catching up. So probably in another week, we'll be adding the second box to those two. And we'll continue to monitor the health of Ruby.
And those two have no feeders on them now, so they're completely on their own.
They are, and they are bringing in pollen. What I love is watching them at the entrance and seeing these bees come in with just all their back legs just covered in all different colors of pollen.
Yeah, we like to just go out and watch, especially at night when they're coming in.
Yes.
It's just fun to watch them all come in, and it's kind of like an airport. It's just really fun.
And you got some good pictures and video of frames today as we were looking at that. I didn't bother looking for the queen.
She's obviously in there. Right. All three of them obviously have a healthy queen because there was brood.
And nice brood patterns. That's another thing that we look for when we are inspecting hives. And it across the hive kind of forms an arched pattern. You'll have brood in a middle arch, and then there will be an arch around that of pollen and nectar. And they'll start sealing that off. And we had some really nice brood pattern too.
And there was honey in there already for them. So they're storing food for themselves. That's what we want to see.
Absolutely, because we will leave a lot of that in the brood boxes.
Yeah, that will be theirs. We probably will not harvest this year. Although at the rate they're working right now, we possibly will have a light harvest in the fall.
I could foresee a fall harvest of a few frames.
Yeah, not much.
Golden Girls and Cat's Eye.
Yeah, not much.
But we'll keep you all updated on that progress. They are working hard at doing the things that bees do.
And we see them. It's so cool to be out in the garden. And the honeybees, you know, they really know us. And to have them like buzzing around and seeing them. We have a lot of things blooming right now. We have a lot of white clover in the yard. And they're everywhere. And so when I mow, I'm really trying to mow at times that it's a little shadier so that I don't interrupt what they're doing on the clover. And, you know, so it's good. It's good to have bees back.
It is. And a little fun fact, bees are wonderful pollinators, but honeybees do not pollinate tomatoes.
No, they don't. They do not. Some people think that they do, but no. The shape of the bloom is not something that they pollinate, but the bumblebees do. So they all work together. The honeybees do pollinate the pepper plants.
Yes.
They are all over those. And of course, right now we have, soon we will be harvesting some black raspberries.
They've been all over the blackberries and the raspberries.
And of course, they help in the orchard with all of that. This year, we kind of missed that because the orchard blooms were mostly done by the time we had the honeybees. But next year, they will.
Yes.
And so, you know, I think we have a pretty nice... If I was a honeybee, I would want to live
here. Oh, my goodness. Me too.
Yeah, there's all kinds of cool stuff. I've got some buckwheat coming up that I planted just for them.
Yes.
And, you know, they love the sunflowers. We have those starting to come up.
And we have a lot of mint on the property that will be blooming very soon. Yes, they love herbs.
And I put a little herb garden out by the colonies this year out in the bee yard. So I'll keep expanding that, but added some, they even have cilantro and mint and I don't know what all, two or three different kinds of mint, lemon balm. So they have that out for them that's real close. I don't know. We just love to take care of our bees.
We do. And the more flowers and nectar that are closer to the hive, the more honey production because they don't have to fly as far to get it.
Right.
And they can then gather more.
They seem to really be doing well, with the exception of Rubius. She's coming around.
She is.
But, you know... she has a little work to do still, but we were kind of afraid that we would lose her.
I really was. And it was a little dicey.
I'm encouraged.
I am too.
There's more bees in there. There is brood. And now you've added this extra frame of brood. So they'll get some helpers in there and get that stuff pulled out so that she can lay more eggs.
So we are making progress in the honeybee operation.
Yes, we're back in business.
Oh, goodness. I should have seen that coming.
Okay, so on that note, until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.